This is the 2026 VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
What happens when you get a former number one pick and 12 betting personalities together for a fantasy futures draft? Well, it means I double up my blood pressure medication today. Welcome on into the second annual Pro Football Futures Draft on VSiN. I'm Dustin Sweetelson, and I'll try to guide you through this edition of this fun thing that we started a year ago. We've got contestants, 13 of them, many you know as part of VSiN, competing in a futures draft. The rules are as follows. 2 picks in 5 markets for each of these contestants. We are going to get a win total over, a win total under, division winner from each of them, along with player props, stat leaders. And as I informed Paulie Howard, in case anyone else didn't know this previously, you cannot take kicking props. So they are not on the board. You unfortunately have to stick with rushing, passing, receiving yards, and touchdowns for your props. So with that, let's unveil the draft order for the 13 contestants today. We will start at number one with Patrick Maher, the host of VSiN Live on Mad Dog Sports Radio and your reigning champion. After him, we'll kick it over to Bar Canada at the D, Stormy Bonantoni, followed back here at Circa with Paulie Howard at third. Then Gil Alexander, a numbers game at 4. Jensen Lewis, one half of VSiN by the Books, picks number 5. The guru, John Hansen, back in the order here at number 6. Jonathan Von Tobel goes 7. Keyshawn Johnson is 8th, and Dave Ross is 9th, followed by Matt Humans 10, Mitch Moss 11, Nick Bakay at 12, and Tim Murray will get a double pick end of this round, beginning of the next round, and that is the order of the 2026 Pro Football Futures Draft. So with that, let's get this puppy started. Officially on the clock, your defending champion, Patrick Maher, who last season hit Houston over 10.5 wins, plus 180. Puka Nacua over 5.5 touchdowns, the Texans to win the South plus 105, and the hammer that got it done, Jonathan Taylor, touchdown leader at 13-1. Mr. Maher, your pick to start this thing off.
All right, big guy. Nice work there, big guy. All right, good luck to everybody in the contest. Here we go. We're going to go back to the Texans. I'd like to alt this and go up, but it's 9.5 at DraftKings. I'll lay the juice, 146. Couldn't run the ball last year, still 12 wins after a terrible start. I think that number is a little adjusted low because of the yippy performance from Stroud in the playoffs, but I'll go over the 9.5, Dustin, Houston, to get us started.
Back with what got it home a year ago. The Houston Texans off the board, over 9.5 wins to Patrick Maher. Stormy Bonantoni, you are on the clock.
I do want to say for one real quickly, I'm a little bit bitter about the Jonathan Taylor touchdowns getting there because I had his rushing yards to be the rushing yards leader last year. Did not come home. So mad at you, Patrick, for that. I'm going to burst the bubble of Dave Ross right off the bat here. Going with, thank you for that, Dak Prescott, passing yards leader, plus 850, all the weapons that he's got. Last year, 4,500 plus yards, and he didn't play in the final game of the regular season. This year, he does because they're going to be in a competition for the division. Sorry, Dave, I beat you to it.
All right, Dak Prescott to be the passing yard leader in the NFL. Plus 850 goes to Stormy Bonantoni with the second pick. Now we go to one half of Follow the Money. Paulie Howard, you are on the clock with the third pick of the draft.
It's a unique season where it's easier to pick the last place teams than to teams that are going to win the division. But I will take the Rams to win the West at minus 105.
That is the third pick in the draft. The Los Angeles Rams, your Super Bowl favorites. The favorites in the West, minus 105, goes to Paulie Howard. Gil Alexander, who just left his heart in San Francisco, but he is back in Las Vegas, and he has the fourth pick in the draft.
I'm going to rock the mic. If you can hear me better with this. I'm going with Caleb Williams, most passing yards in the NFL season, 20-1. Bears defense has been the beneficiary of a lot of turnover luck the last couple of years. That is bound to regress. Their defense is going to stink. That means Caleb Williams is going to be on the field a lot. Bears are going to have their first 40,000-yard passer ever, and he will lead the league. Yards, 20-1. Caleb Williams.
20-1. Caleb Williams to lead the NFL in passing yards. From Gil Alexander, we go to the third round pick in 2005 out of Vanderbilt, one half of VSiN by the Books. Jensen Lewis is on the clock with the fifth pick.
Love all the stat leader picks so far, and I will follow suit. A.J. Brown, most receiving yards at 20-1. Believe that he's still getting priced in the market, like he's going to share targets there in New England. But obviously with the quarterback upgrade, yes, I said that for you Philly fans, I think he and Drake May find continuity from week one all the way through. A.J. Brown, most receiving yards this year at 20-1.
A.J. Brown, most receiving yards, 20-1 is the pick at number 5 overall to Jensen Lewis. And now we bring back the guru, John Hansen, one of the innovators in the fantasy sports space. You saw him on FX's The League, and he is now back in the mix and on the clock for pick number 6.
Yeah, I got some props later, but I'm going to go with my Minnesota Vikings. I wasn't wrong about them last year, but they won their last 5. They were half a game out of the playoffs. They had a top 3 defense down the stretch. Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings are every other year, 13-4, 7-10, 14-3, 9-8. So they're due. They're going to have an exponentially better quarterback room. The offensive line was depleted last year. They're healthy. I think their running back situation is better. And I think I look at the division. It's a tough division, but the Lions are shaky right now. The Packers won't have Micah Parsons until like week 8 or 12. And we've got some good matchups here for Minnesota. Miami, New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina, DC, the Jets, the Vikings will, in fact, win at least 9 games, over 8.5 minus 120.
The Vikings over 8.5 wins goes to John Hansen at number 6, which means we're at number 7, Jonathan Von Tobel down at the D. You're on the clock.
All right, we'll go with an alternate win total here. I don't think that this team's going to be able to pull the rabbit out of their hat 1,000 times over. A lot of one-score victories, including a game in which they beat the Jets when they had a net negative 10 passing yards. Give me an alternate under 8.5, plus 164 on the Denver Broncos win total, please.
All right, classic that JVT's the first one to do this. We are not allowed to use alternate win totals.
What? All right, we'll go under 9.5 then. That's a stupid rule. Let that record be shown. All
right. So give me the pick again, under...
Under 9.5, minus 105 on the Denver Broncos win total.
In a contest with ROI being the deciding factor, I think that that's a silly rule. But, hey, that's just me.
Yeah, that's something you should take up with the person who created the event, not me. All right, now we go to the former number one pick in 1996, a Super Bowl champion, a 3-time Pro Bowler, over 10,000 receiving yards in the National Football League, 64 career touchdowns. I am now going to give him the damn pick. Keyshawn Johnson on the clock.
Hey, first time for everything, right? So when you look at the Denver Broncos, I'm looking at the receiving core in Courtland Sutton. 750 yards is what he's placed at. I got him over that. And the reason I'm taking him over that is because I know Sean Payton, and I know what he wants to do. He wants to get the football to the big guy. So what do they go out and do? They go out and get Jaylen Waddle, a guy who could stretch the field to have Courtland Sutton come underneath and run after catches important in the West Coast offense. I'm going to grab Courtland Sutton here.
So Courtland Sutton over 750.5 receiving yards. Yep. That is the play for Keyshawn, which now brings us to the member of this draft voted most likely to sacrifice his life for Dak Prescott. We set the number over under 2.5 Cowboys picks as Dave Ross is on the clock in the first round.
Take the over, Dustin. A couple points of order. One, I didn't buy the sincerity from Patrick Maher when he wished everybody else good luck. Two, at the exact same spot this time last year, at number 2, I took the exact same pick that Stormy took this year, and JVT said it was the worst pick in the draft this year. He didn't say a damn thing. I will be taking America's team to win the NFC East at plus 215. You know it, I know it. Everybody knows it. It's coming, people. You can't stop it. The Cowboys will win the East, and at plus 215, sign me up 6 days a week and twice on Sundays.
Dave Ross with the Cowboys to win the NFC East at plus 215. That is the pick at number 9 overall. And now we go to number 10, where Matt Eumanns had a real chance to win this thing a year ago. He had Denver to win the West plus 275, Cleveland under 5.5 wins, Steelers over 8.5, also had the Broncos over 9.5, the Patriots to win the East at 5-1, and Kansas City under 11.5. I made fun of at least half of those picks, and they all wound up coming true. I will not do that this year. Matt Eumanns, you were on the clock with pick number 10.
Yeah, 6 winners last year, but what I realized, you got to hit a long shot if you're going to win this contest. So I've got some up my sleeve. I'm not going to go with a real long shot here, but since Stormy went with Dak Prescott most passing yards, and Gil took another pick I like, I'm going to go with Dak Prescott most passing touchdowns. Ooh. I believe at plus 750 or 850. What do we have here?
I think it was 850.
We will look it up, and we'll get it right here. It's one of those numbers, but that is a strong play for Matt. See, I'm not going to criticize this year. Maybe that hurts him. Maybe it helps him. We'll find out later. We bring it back from Bar Canada across Fremont Street to here at Circa. Mitch Moss, pick number 11. You are on the clock.
Okay, so no alt win totals this year. We could do that last year. Here's a question that I need clarification on, and that is, can we go alternate player prop numbers?
I don't believe so.
We could do that last year, too.
Okay.
So I'll throw this out there. If not, because a player can only be taken once, right?
Well, yeah, for their number that's set, yeah.
So, okay, I'll throw out the alt. If I can't take the alt, I'll take the original one.
Okay.
And it's Deshaun Stribling for the 49ers. 750 yards this year is plus 290 at DK. Sign me up all day long for Deshaun Stribling. If I can't take that, I'll take over 574.5 yards.
574.5 is likely what it will be. We'll find out. We'll get clarification a little bit later. And now we introduce a new member to the VSiN team. He will pick when we return from the break, but very excited for this. Nick Bakay is with us. He's written for NFL.com, ESPN, has a show on Netflix now where he's producer. Leanne dropped back on July 31st. Also known as the voice of Salem in Sabrina the Witch, producer on King of Queens, co-wrote Paul Blart Mall Cop, and he's appeared in shows like Seinfeld, Murphy Brown, and That 70s Show along with Coach. We will get Nick Bakay's first pick in the second annual Pro Football Futures Draft when we come back from the break. The pacing feels right, everyone. I don't want to get in trouble here. Feels like it's a little peppy. We might be able to do this thing in the allotted window. So stay tuned. We will wrap up the end of the first round. Nick Bakay's first pick, Tim Murray, on the board for two coming up. And then we come back the other way with round number two. Stay with us right here on VSiN. It's the Pro Football Futures Draft.
Into the 2026 VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft.
Second annual Pro Football Futures Draft here on VSiN rolls on. I'm Dustin Sweetelson. 13 contestants here competing for a prize at the end of the season. We are almost complete with the first round. Before we wrap it up, I do want to clarify some rules. One, there are no alts available. It's not like the girls that were into me in high school. We're not doing any alts today. No shopping at Hot Topic. Secondly, a reminder for everyone involved in this thing. You will pick one of every category before you can double up in any of them. I'm sure everyone's listening and no one's going to slip up along the way, but you must fill in one of every category before you have a second one additionally in each of these categories. We roll on and we introduce now to the VSiN audience. Nick Bakay is with us, and Nick, you are on the clock for pick number 12.
I appreciate that. I got to tell you guys, I feel like if you're going to park a lot of money for the entire season, you want some big odds coming at you. I have never been a big Kyler Murray fan. No one has. But I always say resentment creates opportunity if it's in the public's eye. We're going to go big here. I like what this coach did for Sam Darnold. Murray has put up big numbers. We're going to go Kyler Murray to lead the league in passing yards plus 4,000.
Wow. Whew. So yeah. Give me that number again. Kyler Murray, passing yard leader, 40-1 plus 4,000. So, all right, Nick Bakay going big early.
That's right. It felt uncomfortable when I said it out loud, but it's too late now.
I love it. He'll need both yours and my glasses combined to see over that offensive line, Nick. All right, next on the clock, Tim Murray, you're going to wrap up round number one, and then we will pause, review, and get ahead to round number two. Tim,
we don't need
13
to.
Overall, what's the play?
Well, I first and foremost just want to say shout out to Dave Ross for waking up from his slumber and wearing a t-shirt on this draft. Well done, sir. I need to get a VSiN College Football Betting Podcast t-shirt apparel.
Where's that?
I didn't know podcasts had t-shirts.
Is it your sponsor, an apparel company?
Where's Rainbow Authentics when you need them?
I need a hat. We will go with a long shot as well. Patrick Maher won this thing thanks to a long shot, so I will go Nico Collins to lead the NFL in receiving yards 16-1 as my first selection. Obviously, news coming out yesterday, Jaden Higgins gone for the year. We got to trust in C.J. Stroud to sling it to him. So Nico Collins, 16-1 to lead in receiving yards. Do you want me to just go right into it, Dustin, or do you need to do a whole preamble for the second round?
Well, I know Matt Humans loves when I set things up and try to add perspective to this broadcast. Just want to note, as we wrap up round one, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stat leaders go in the first round. That just kind of jumped out to me and surprised me. But with that, that's all the analysis I was going to provide. Tim Murray, you're on the clock to begin the second round of the draft.
Well, I did have Dallas to win the NFC East high on my list, but shockingly, Dave Ross took that. So I will pivot. Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North will be my second pick at plus 184.
Yeah, I feel like just someone who consumes the network, that's probably one a lot of people had earmarked to put down for today. Nick Bakay, after shocking the world with Kyler 40-1 pass yard leader, what are you going to do with your second pick?
I'm going to play a little safer this time around. No offense, Keyshawn, but no one ever went broke underestimating the New York Jets. We're going to take the Jets under 5.5 wins this season. I have zero confidence in Aaron Glenn. Geno Smith is 73 years old. It just never seems to work out there. So under 5.5.
Well, no disrespect. I understand that, Nick. I was just at the Jets camp this past week. They look pretty good to me from what I've seen, but what do I know? I'm just saying.
Hey, what do I know?
And I have all the confidence in the world in my former teammate and one of my good friends in Aaron Glenn.
All right. Well, you lived that life before as well, too, as a member of the Jets. Let's go now to this second pick for Mitch Moss, who is on the clock. First pick for him, Stribling, the controversial alt play. We're going to keep it in the ballpark this time.
We are, and by the way, officially, that's 574 and a half yards now for Stribling. Yeah. I can't go all 750 like you said. I'll go my first division winner. It's a this division stinks overall. The highest win total is 8.5, but I think the Falcons are in for a long year. The Panthers win total at Caesars moved down to 6.5 today. I've been on high on the Saints the entire offseason. I know they've had some injuries lately, but I'm going to stick with that. Give me the Saints plus 270 to win the NFC South.
Someone's got to do it. Mitch likes the New Orleans Saints to win the NFC South at plus 270. We now return back to Matt Humans. Second pick for you. You are on the clock.
All right. I did not plan to do this, but Tim took the Bengals off the board in the AFC North. And I don't like big Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers is 72 years old, not 73. But I think the Steelers actually could be pretty good, surprisingly good this season. Let's go with a long shot winner in the AFC North, and we're going to go with the Steelers at plus 510.
Ooh, 510. Let's ride, baby. All right. Steelers off the board. Dave Ross has made one selection thus far. It's Dallas to win the East at plus 215. We're almost there cashing the over 2.5 Cowboys picks. Dave, what's the pick here in the second round?
I'm so tempted to double up here, Dustin. Shout out to Tim Murray, by the way, because this is First Strike, the best fight podcast you get, wherever you get your podcasts or your T-shirts, Tim, here at VSiN. I am going to go to an over as well and play a team not too far from my new humble abode here in the Tennessee-Kentucky border. Tighten up, baby. Over 6.5. They have adults in the room finally and the entire coaching staff. They got an old soul and a young body at quarterback. I love this team to soar over 6.5 down here in Tennessee.
Dave Ross with the home cooking, taking the Titans over 6.5 wins. We now bring it back to Keyshawn Johnson. First pick, Cortland Sutton, over 750 half receiving yards. Where are you going here?
I'm going to stick with Nick almost, right? I'm going to go Kyler Murray, but I'm going to have Kyler Murray over 3,050 yards in the air. And here's why I think that. You mentioned that the coach took care of Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was a good quarterback, didn't have a good coach. He went and won a Super Bowl in Seattle, plus he's a Trojan. When I look at Kyler Murray, this is the best offensive weaponry that he's ever had. When you talk about T.J. Hockenson at the tight end, Jefferson and Addison at the receiver, they bring in Juwan Jennings at the receiver position and Aaron Jones at the running back spot, how could you not go minus 110, as DraftKings would say, take that bet at 110, minus 110?
All right, Keyshawn going with a receiver, then a quarterback. We now go to Jonathan Von Tobel, whose first pick was the Broncos under 9.5 wins. What do we got in round number two, JVT?
I need a division winner. We'll go to the NFC North. Give me the Detroit Lions to win the NFC North. I think it's plus 170. They have one of the easier schedules in the NFL. I have my questions about all of the teams in that division. So we'll go with the safest bet there. Well, give me the favorite in the NFC North.
Detroit to win the North, plus 170 goes to JVT. Now we kick it over to John Hansen, the guru, who took the Vikings over 8.5 wins with his first pick. You're on the clock for number two. And we do not hear John, guys. Can we open up his mic? Oh, he might be muted. Let's see. Guru, can you unmute yourself maybe? Not sure. Let's see. Nope. How about this? Why don't you text someone the pick? Let's
sign
do that.
Language.
Let's
sign language.
write it down.
Piece of paper.
Yeah, write it down on your screen.
He wants
like
the Jets to win the Super Bowl.
That's a good call.
That's what he told me. John.
We were smooth. We were so smooth. I thought we might have had a chance to get the whole second round here in this segment. We were ahead of schedule. It's okay. We'll get
Dustin,
the pick.
You can recap the picks. I know Matt would like that.
You know what? I heard that was Matt's favorite part last year. So just as a reminder, the Texans overnight. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do all of this. So far, though, the here's what jumps out. First round filled with stat leaders. We only have three win totals off the board for the over. We have two unders off the board. Win totals over thus far. The Texans over 9.5. Vikings over 8.5, Titans over 6.5, and then for the unders, Broncos under 9.5, Jets under 5.5. That is where we stand with that. And the division winners, by the way, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 off the board as we await John Hansen's pick. Can you tell we are doggy paddling over here? Let's go over to Keyshawn Johnson, who's sitting next to me right now. Put him on the call. There's only 90 seconds. I'm not going to ask anything all that difficult.
How
are we feeling so far about diving into this thing? It's your first time doing it with the fantasy style futures.
It's good. I mean, I think the time is a little short to get it going and get everything out there. People want to know why do we think what we think, you know, when they're out there placing these bets and listening to our information. So in terms of everything, I'm going to take the Chicago Bears right now.
Not your pick yet.
We're
just filling time.
Oh, you did. Well, you should have said that.
Guru sent in an email. Guys.
You did what I needed you to do. We have the pick from the guru. I just needed you to kill some time
you
for me, man.
You should have told me that.
I was out on an island. I was calling for the ball.
Trying to leapfrog all of us.
The
Come
pick
on,
from the guru is going to be the Baltimore Ravens at -112. I believe that is to win the division.
Yes.
That's what it looks like, to win the division at -112. Okay, so we got a good chunk of the second round done in the second segment. We will roll on here as we return from the break next. It will be Jensen Lewis, Gil Alexander, Paulie Howard, Stormy, followed by Patrick Maher for two, which will then bring us to round number three. A lot of these picks flying off the board left and right. Will the one that these guys want be waiting for them when it's their turn? Find out when we return on the VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft.
You're tuned in to the 2026 VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft.
Rolling on, 2026 Pro Football Futures Draft. We have got 13 contestants competing right now, and we are currently towards the back end of the second round, approaching the third here on the show. And we left off at pick number 22. After John Hansen took the Ravens to win the North at -112, we now go to Jensen Lewis with pick number 22 overall here in the second round.
Since we don't have alternates or any of those higher ROIs, I got to go for a long shot here. Minnesota Vikings +510 to win the NFC North. Still have an elite defense, wide open division this year. KOC, proven play caller. We'll see what Kyler can do. But getting paid like a long shot when there's a viable path to victory there. Vikings to win the North +510.
Interesting. Two members of the NFC North off the board in the last three picks. JVT took the Lions. Jensen with the Vikings. We now go to pick number 23 overall here in the second round. Gil Alexander, you are on the clock.
I, too, will do a division winner. I will go to the AFC West. I think we saw last year that Patrick Mahomes can't put on the cape and win games single-handedly anymore for the Chiefs. I think the Chargers' schedule is brutal, so I'm going Denver Broncos to win the AFC West at +225.
Go ahead, Dustin. Make fun of him.
I'm not. I'm now a bull. You should tune into cashing out. I'm a believer now. All right. Next on the clock, back here at Circa, Paulie Howard, you are here for the third to last pick of the second round.
I like Gil's pick with Caleb Williams. That was a fantastic pick. But I love the story last year with the Bears. But the movie ends this year. plus 22 in the turnover differential, 33 takeaways, NFL record most wins when trailing in the final 2 minutes of a game. Injuries on the defense already. Bears under 9.5, minus 120.
Bears under 9.5 wins, minus 120 to Pauly Howard. We now go back to Bar Canada at the D. Stormy Bonantoni, second to last pick of the second round. You're up.
I'm going to go with the season win total here. The Cincinnati Bengals over 10.5. You're getting plus 115 on it. Second easiest schedule in the NFL this year. If Joe Burrow is healthy, and obviously a lot of this is going to be contingent on his health, they should be able to outscore just about anybody, and the defense is going to go from one of the worst in the league to at least middling. Like, as long as you're not the worst, I feel pretty confident in them being able to do some good work with this schedule. So over 10.5, plus 115.
Who was that on? Sorry, I blacked out during that.
Cincinnati Bengals, baby. Let's go.
Cincinnati. Hey, look, I know.
Check the quad box. I know. Graphics right there, Dustin. You got this.
I know when I'm explaining things a lot. Like, sometimes I'm trying to convince myself. So I feel like that's what you might have been doing there. All right. We now return to the top of the board. Patrick Maher, it feels like it's been a year since you've spoken on this broadcast. You're on the board. Let's do your last pick of the second round. We'll pause. We'll come back for number three.
All right. Yeah, Gil just took the Broncos division, so I'm scrambling. I'll go Commanders 5-1 to win the East. Bounce back for Washington this year, so I'll take the 5-1 on the Commanders in the East. Need a division winner.
Love it. Long shot there.
What a stupid pick.
That was rude from JVT. That was very rude. We now go back to Patrick. First pick of the third round in the third segment. I just want to note we are cruising here. What's the pick here in the third?
Rush touchdowns. I'll go 10-1 on Josh Allen to lead the league.
Ooh, Josh Allen.
Whoa.
Rush TD leader. That is a sneaky one. From the reigning champion, 10-1, Josh Allen is the play. We roll on in the second round. Stormy Bonantoni, you are back on the clock.
I think the AFC South is kind of a weird division. I don't love the Texans there at the top. The Colts, I don't have belief in. I'm not sure Daniel Jones is going to be healthy. The Titans, I think they're going to be better, but not good enough to win the division. So give me Jacksonville plus 245.
Jacksonville plus 245 to win the AFC South is the play there from Stormy. We go back to Pauly Howard, who took the Rams to win the West, the Bears under 9.5 wins. What's going to be the look here in the third round?
Gibbs, most rushing touchdowns, plus 550.
Going the top of the board here for Pauly. Jahmyr Gibbs, rushing touchdown leader at 5.5-1. That is the play. And we go back for pick number 30 overall to Gil Alexander.
Was anybody else aware that Tim is 2.5 feet taller than Stormy? I was unaware of that until this.
I'm short torso gang. That's what it is. I know that you're tall, but, like, I'm not short for a woman either. It's the torso situation.
Tim
that's
is
the problem.
Literally 7 feet tall.
He's all torso.
I'm not literally 7 feet tall. That would be metaphorically.
I'm just glad we're talking about this. That's great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Gil, you're using up all your time for your analysis.
Okay. I did that. Okay. I think I'm not allowed to go 4,500 plus yards. We already determined we're not allowed to do that with these props.
No alts.
No alts. Okay, so then I'll do Caleb Williams over passing yards, 36-25.
All right, Caleb over passing yards goes to Gil Alexander here in the third round, which brings us back to Jensen Lewis for pick 31 overall.
Let's go to Chris Godwin over 699.5 receiving yards. Baker Mayfield already had said a lot of people going to doubt us this year. Still a high-volume target in that offense. Not a real high threshold to go. He could get 1,000 this year in a contract year. Chris Godwin over 699.5 receiving yards, minus $1.10.
All right, that is the play for Jensen Lewis, looking to Chris Godwin there in Tampa Bay. And we are back and fixed with the guru, John Hansen, who is on the clock after taking the Ravens to win the North. John, what's the next play here in the third?
We're going to go with a stat leader. Let's go Drake May, most passing yards, plus 1,200. Last year I had May in the VSiN betting guide from July at over 32.5. He absolutely crushed that, 43.94, fourth most passing yards in football last year. He beat the total by 37%. Over at fantasypoints.com, we've got a projected for 37.28, but he's only 8.8% under Dak Prescott, who we do have projected to lead the way here. I think you look at the other contenders. Stafford is old. Goff's receiving core and offensive line have been weakened. Joe Burrow gets hurt a lot. Herbert's Chargers will be run heavy, and they're loaded at receiver. They may trade Kayshon Booty, but A.J. Brown, Romeo Dobbs, Demario Douglas, Bodie, Mac Hollins, Kyle Williams, Hunter Henry, Eli Raritan, absolutely loaded in New England.
All right, that is the pick from the guru, John Hansen. We now roll on to Jonathan Von Tobel. He has a win total. He has a division winner. Where are you going next?
And we can't play alts. That's correct. Just want to be going to clarify that. We'll go Fernando Mendoza under 2,199.5 passing yards for the season.
Mendoza, who knows where that spot is in the schedule where he takes over as the starter.
He's not playing this year. It's fine.
That is the pick for JVT. Is Mendoza under passing yards, which brings us back to Keyshawn Johnson. It is your play now.
Yeah, I now got to figure out how to pick a division winner. So I decided, since it's a lot of Chicago Bears slander going around right now, I'm going to take the Bears over that 9.5 at plus 305. I really believe when you got a head coach that was a new head coach a year ago, second time around, second season, you learn a whole lot more. Caleb Williams will be much better at the quarterback position, and then they'll learn how to run the football a little bit better. And the defense, obviously, it's continuing to get better week in and week out, as we've seen last season. I'm looking for them to be well over 9 wins.
So, wait, it's either you want 9 wins or you want the North?
The North.
You want the North?
North. I'm just giving
okay,
you.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm just giving you the number.
Just confirming. Just confirming. Bears to win the NFC North.
They're going to win the North. And you got to win it. If they're going to win it, it's going to be over 9 wins.
Yeah.
You're not going to win it with 8 or 9 wins. You're going to have to get at least 11.
And you get a nice juicy number at plus 305. We are back to Dave Ross, pick number 35 overall. What are we doing here, my friend?
If Stormy was sitting next to me, she would look about the same height. And really, Tim, the T-shirts are slimming, so you would look shorter if you wore a nice first strike T-shirt. I'm going to take the worst team in the league, and that is the Arizona Cardinals, under 3.5. That's not an alt line, people. That's the regular line at plus money, plus $1.15. I think they're going to go 0-6 in the division. Are they going to win 4 games out of it? I doubt it. It's under 3.5 for the boys out in the other desert at plus $1.15.
All right, that is the play. Arizona under 3.5 wins from one Dave Ross, which now brings us to Matt Youmans for your next pick here in the third round.
All right, I'm sitting next to JVT, who just took my pick on Mendoza. JVT also took the Lions to win the NFC North. He informed me recently that he lost 67 pounds over the last 6 months, which I believe is about the total body weight of Greg Hoops Peterson.
Correct. Right? Yep,
okay.
Yep. Correct.
I'm going to take the Lions over the win total at 10.5. Look how weak that schedule is. Bounce back season for the Lions over 10.5 wins.
Over 10.5 wins is the play for Matt Youmans. Mitch, can you sneak one in here in the third round?
I can. Okay, we'll go stat leader here. Targets last year, 185 to lead the league in 125 catches. The year before, he had 175 targets and 127 catches. It's the short shot at DK right now. No, it's not. Second short shot. But I need Burrow to stay healthy here in order, or maybe I don't, but I'll give me Ja'Marr Chase plus 475 most catches this year in the entire league.
That's you know what? Joe Flacco's still the backup, so you may be right. You may not need Joe Burrow to stay healthy all season long. That will bring us to the back end of the first round. Just to recap thus far, we started round number 3, Josh Allen, rushing touchdown leader, 10-1 to Patrick Maher. Jaguars to win the South plus 245 to Stormy. Paulie took Gibbs rushing TD leader 5.5-1. Gil, Caleb over 3,625 passing yards. Jensen went Godwin receiving yards. John Hansen, May over passing yards. JVT under on Fernando Mendoza passing yards. Keyshawn took the Bears to win the North. Dave Ross, the Cardinals under 3.5 wins. Matt Youmans, Lions under 10.5 wins, and Ja'Marr Chase reception leader from Mitch just now. When we come back, Nick Bakay, Tim Murray on the turn, and then round number 4.
You're tuned in to the 2026 VEASAN Pro Football Futures Draft.
Wrapping up round number 3 here, VEASAN Pro Football Futures Draft. We left off Nick Bakay with his third pick. He opened things up with Kyler Murray, passing yard leader, at 40-1. His second round selection, the Jets, under 5.5 wins. Nick, you're on the clock for pick number 3.
A long time ago at the Mandalay Bay, when Tom Heckert, the late Tom Heckert, was the GM in Philadelphia, my wife and I taught him how to play 3-card poker. He said something to me I never forgot. that Mormons are allergic to running the football. So in that spirit, I'm taking Kenneth Walker under 949 rushing yards. In the last 11 years, only one Chief running back has exceeded that total. Walker under 949.
That feels like a sneaky play from Nick. Now we go to Tim Murray to wrap up round number three. Nico Collins, most receiving yards, 16-1 in the first. Bengals to win the North, plus 184. Where are you looking in round three?
All right, I'm going to go to the NFC East for a win total. I'm going to go with, how about them Cowboys?
Oh.
Over 9.5 wins, even money at DraftKings right now.
Dave Ross, thoughts and prayers in your direction. Tim Murray is on the Cowboys win total. Tim, you are going to kick off.
That should be illegal.
You are going to kick off round number four here. What are we starting things off with?
Dave thinks I have an allegiance to the team that I grew up cheering for. When Dan Snyder fires you, you kind of lose allegiances to the Washington football franchise down there. I will go with a win total under, and I know it moved today to 6.5. DraftKings still has it at 7.5. We got to pay a little juice here. I will go with the Carolina Panthers under 7.5 wins, minus 136.
All right, that is the first pick of the second round. Tim Murray, back-to-back win totals. Cowboys over, Panthers under 7.5 wins. Nick Bakay, you are back on the clock in the fourth round.
Everyone is so hyped up on the Rams, and with good reason. And if Aaron Donald comes back, it even gets more insane. But that's exactly why I'm betting Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champs, to win the NFC West, plus 215.
The Seahawks, defending Super Bowl champs, flying completely under the radar this season, even in spite of being on Hard Knocks.
Nothing as hyped as the Rams ever works out.
That is the pick for Nick Bakay. I love it. Now we go to Mitch Moss. Fourth pick for you. What are you going to do?
Well, you know what? I'll bet against that. I think it does work out this year for the Rams. I'm going to go over their win total 11.5, minus 125. Loaded to the gills, number one power-rated team with a bullet, I think, this year. So over 11.5 right now is juice to a quarter.
The win
way
total.
To treat the new guest.
Win wow. total off the board for Mitch Moss. The Rams over is the play, and that voice you just heard was JVT. He's not up next. The man to his right is up next. Matt Eumanns, what are you going to do with pick number four?
All right, Tim, it's not Daniel Snyder, it's Mr. Snyder.
That's right.
That's probably why you got fired.
I did once have to drive out to get him a cigar that he did not light up.
All right,
what? Yeah.
I think I'd fight him.
Commanders have lost Laramie Tunsil on the offensive line. I like Jaden Daniels, but is he going to stay healthy? I don't like this team at all. We need a win total under. Worst team in this division is going to be the Commanders under 7.5.
Commanders under 7.5 wins. That is Matt Eumanns' under win total here in the fourth round. And I think we can all, like, I know we're on a good pace. We want to get this thing done in proper time.
So you got to slow it down.
Well, no, we all care about Dave Ross. Dave, you're up on the clock. Before we get to your pick in the analysis, are you okay that you just saw the Cowboys go to Tim Murray?
No, I'm not okay. By a lot of these selections, I thought they're all going to be reserved for me. I thought we are all in on it together. I see that I stand alone here.
I told you this morning, Dave, I was picking Cowboys.
Dude, you know what, Tim?
Listen to the guests on your show.
We need to talk about Daniel Snyder privately here, my man, over a lot of drinks and maybe a couple stogies, that's for sure. Look, I'm going to go to my first long shot prop here in the rushing attack here for the most rushing yards this year. I really like this team. We talked about it with JVT, and I know some other people in the network like the Falcons too. I don't know who's going to play quarterback. I don't know if either one of them are any good, but Bijan's really good. Feed him. At plus 700, let's take Bijan for the most rushing yards in the NFL this year.
Bijan Robinson to lead the league. I believe it's Bijan now, just for clarification.
Oh, Bijan
at 7-1 to lead the league in rushing yards is the play for Dave Ross, which brings us to Keyshawn Johnson, your fourth pick here in the draft.
Is it really a pick this time?
It is really a pick.
Okay, I'm going to stay right here in Las Vegas where we're at, and I'm going to mess around with the Raiders, and I'm going to take the Raiders over the 5.5 wins at minus 145, and I looked at their schedule. They start off with the Miami Dolphins. I hope they win that game. They should win that game. Then they got New Orleans in there somewhere. Then they got the Jets and Cleveland in there somewhere. And then there's always a stumble, right? You always get a team that one of those teams that you look at and you go, oh, they're going to beat the you-know-what out of them. And then they sneak them. And then there's another team that falls asleep because they already clinched the playoffs, like a Denver Broncos, that fall asleep, and that'll get them those six wins. There'll be six teams
that fall to the Raiders unexpectedly.
The Raiders over 5.5 wins, -145 goes to Keyshawn Johnson. They will be more competitive under Clint Kubiak, and he is believing there. A guy who faded the rookie quarterback with his last pick is now on the clock as Jonathan Von Tobel, fresh off of taking Mendoza under 21.99.5 pass yards, is up for his fourth pick.
All right, it's not in the spreadsheet, so I'll take the favorite to lead the league in passing yards. Give me Joe Burrow +750.
Wow. I'm actually shocked that that took that long to get here. That is
really going out on a limb.
That was that was a pretty savvy play there by JVT, just letting it fall into his lap. All right, we go now back, fourth-round pick. John Hansen, the guru, you are up.
Got a team win total under here. I'm going to go under 9.5 wins for the Green Bay Packers at -130. They have been under 10 wins in three of the last four seasons, including last year. They beat only two teams with a winning record last year, including the 10-6 Steelers. They won't have Micah Parsons for the second half of the, until the second half of the season. A Josh Jacobs suspension is still in play. They have poor depth behind him. They also have the shakiest offensive line they've had in perhaps a decade with Elgin Jenkins and Rashid Walker gone. Tough division, plus they have tougher matchups out of the division against Dallas, Tampa, New England, the LA Rams, Buffalo, and Houston.
Under 9.5 wins on the Packers gets an audible groan in studio from Mitch Moss. Sounded like the speakers in my freshman dorm back in the day, those audible groans. All right, next up on
Matt
the clock.
LaFleur, though, he's going to cut his, Matt LaFleur, real quick, is going to cut it down, though, this year. He's going to really focus. He's only going to get two haircuts a week now as opposed to his normal three.
Well, he's got to share that barber with his brother, unfortunately, who I think does a few more cuts a day. Let's go now to Jensen Lewis. You went A.J. Brown, most receiving yards, 20-1. Vikings, NFC North, +510. Godwin over 699.5 receiving yards. Where are you going in round four?
Let's go win total over. Broncos over 9.5, -$1.15. I think they have the fewest question marks in this division. Obviously love their underlying talent, their defensive infrastructure. I think most models have them for at least 10 or 11 wins. Would love to do an alt over here, but we're not allowed to do the rule constraints this year.
Let's keep bringing
it up,
though.
Love to fade the public when they're looking to fade him after or fade them after a conference championship loss. Denver over 9.5, -$1.15.
Broncos over 9.5 wins is off the board to Jensen Lewis there, which brings us to Gil Alexander at pick number 49 overall.
49, you say, huh?
Yes.
I am fading the electromagnetic substation. Whoa-ho! And I'm going over on the 49ers. Over 9.5.
Niners over 9.5 wins goes to Gil Alexander. And we're at even pick 50 with Paulie Howard back here at Circa. What's the play going to be?
All right, need an over. Love McDaniel coming in as the OC, adding more tight ends. Let Herbert cook. And over 9.5, -140, LA Chargers.
Chargers over 9.5 wins goes to Paulie Howard, which brings us to 51 overall, second to last pick of the fourth round. It's Stormy Bonantoni.
I'm going with over 1,149.5 yards for Justin Jefferson receiving, -110. He's gone under this prop two of the last 3 years, but you think about the situation in 2023, had four different quarterbacks last year, three different quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy couldn't hit the broadside of the barn. I hope Keyshawn, Nick, and Jensen, I hope you're all right about the Vikings and Kyler Murray. He likes to find a guy and feed him. I think he feeds Justin Jefferson this year.
All right, Justin Jefferson over 1,149.5 receiving yards is to Stormy. Patrick, let's wrap up. Round number four, what's the pick?
All right, I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs receiving touchdowns over 4.5. That's +155 for my player. And then I need an under, so I'm going to go Patriots. Yeah. Go ahead, Dustin.
I was going to give you a break to think about it, but go ahead. If you like it, let's roll on.
No. It's on you, big guy. You want a break?
No,
go
let's
for
get
it.
This over
yeah,
with,
get it in. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. Get it in here.
So there's a rumor that the Pats had an easy schedule last year. We're going to go under 10.5. On the Patriots, you got to lay $140.
Few sneaky plays here in the last couple rounds. I think that Gibbs receiving one at 4.5 is pretty sneaky. Three down work coming for Gibbs this year. JVT may have gotten the ultimate future to fall into his lap with the Burrow play at 7.5-1 to lead the league in passing yards. So we have the first pick of the fifth round has been completed. Patrick takes the Pats under 10.5 wins. Stormy Bonantoni will be on the clock for the second pick in the fifth round when we return on the VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft.